This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
I really gave that like a new drunk read.
You did.
I've lived for a year, spank bank of sweet berry wine.
It was sloppy sloopy, and I loved
every second
of it.
Hey, listen, this recording first thing in the morning is an amazing exercise for me because I think this is when I seem drunkest, so it's sort of funny.
And I have to say that I love you when you're drunkest. So
yeah. Yeah.
I love you at all times, but it's especially entertaining when you're drunkest.
I really like hearing that because I think when I'm drunk, I think I'm entertaining. And then after, I'm like, no one thinks you're entertaining when you're drunk.
Well, it's just nice to see you let loose. You know?
That's what it is. I just let loose. I think it's when I start using like weird voices that it's like, rein her in.
No, I love it. I'm like, go further. Do more.
Shots.
Yeah.
Let's see how far we can go before we kill.
Yeah. Yeah. And then people are like, why is that her roommate? She's going to kill her.
Good thing we don't live in the same city anymore.
Now we're just
I would have died.
Responsible for each other or for ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So today's topic.
Yes. Speaking of being responsible. For someone else.
Oh, I was like, where are you going with this? I was like, so the topic's stepmom.
Yes, it's stepmom.
Yes.
And you would think that we would have talked about this beforehand. And we kind of have. I mean, we've obviously had an episode on MILF and we did an episode on step siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're just combining the two and talking about stepmom specifically.
Yes, we're going deeper and tighter and we're getting real specific.
Right.
I tried to make an innuendo, but I kind of did it in reverse. You get it.
Yeah.
I'm drunk. Did I say that? It's not even 9 a.m. where I am.
But somehow she's drunk. Stepmom is an interesting search term because obviously it has the appeal of, you know, an older woman, usually, but it's got that added taboo factor.
Yeah, I was trying to pin down, especially as we were looking for a quote-unquote ethical stepmom porn, I was like, what do we boil down as the appeal here? Is it like the instructional factor? Is it the like being in proximity and not being allowed to touch, which is sort of part of the step sibling appeal? Is it just the taboo of it all? And I think it's obviously a combination. But I think, interestingly, for like the two videos we're about to talk about, I think I don't know. Maybe that's not true, but like mommy teaching is sort of part of it. Like,
Yeah, it's different than like a MILF, you know, because obviously the close proximity, it is a mother figure, but it's not actually your mother. So it's not full incest.
So you can fuck her.
So you're safe. Yeah.
And we have no issue.
Honestly, I searched because I was interested in knowing, like, are there any laws that prevent you from having, like, sexual relations with your stepmom. And there aren't.
Yeah. Well, I found an article in Esquire.
It's just apparently looked down upon. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you could police something like that. Like, that feels kind of intense.
Right.
Like, adultery would have to be illegal. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, crosses the line. To me, that's deeper into the woods than anyone should be going.
Mm-hmm.
I did look up just like I found a new article at Esquire that I was a little bit like wary of because some elements of it felt incomplete or like leaning into the mainstream space, but there was definitely some information there that was interesting. It had sort of a history of incest in porn, not like a complete one, but it says in 2009, Czech studio Belle Ami's website doubled its traffic to 1.5 million monthly users, all flocking to witness the twincest videos of Elijah and Milo Peters.
Right.
The latest in a dozen or so pairs of actual brothers to appear in gay porn together since the 1970s. And part of their point there was that the step, like the incest taboo or dancing around it with the step stuff isn't just in straight porn.
Right.
And just generally their argument is that, like, the floodgates have opened and that in 2014 is kind of where they date it back to. Incest terms started showing up in Pornhub's top searches.
Right.
Stepmom came in fourth place, mom in fifth, and have been popular ever since.
What year was that?
So that was 2014. And then I also found Pornhub stats that 2017 is when stepmom took number one.
Oh, yes. And then I have that too. And then it hadn't even cracked the top 10 like the year before.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been like.
So like what happened in that
massively
year?
Massively on the right. I mean, I think it's like a little bit of a closed loop, right? It's again, like we go back to this all the time, but the like chicken or the egg that like.
Right.
It sort of gains some traction and then the industry is like, ooh, this is trending right
this
now.
This is hot. Yeah, let's do this.
And then you almost like program people to be like, yeah, this could be hot. You know, like sort of inundate them with something.
And you're like, I have no other option. I guess I'm watching a stepmom vid.
Yeah, get them accustomed to it. And even like build their interest in it. You know, like if you watch a few stepmom porns that are actually decent, then you're like, okay, I guess I dig this term.
Uh-huh.
If it was just a result of like more of that content being made, you know?
Right. The taboo is appealing.
Uh-huh.
For sure. I was really curious. I just kind of thought about stepmom as in general, like as an archetype.
Okay.
Like, I'm really kind of fascinated by it. And I've talked to you about this like in real life. Like the history of like the evil, wicked stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously we have the Brothers Grimm to thank for kind of that character.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit in the fairy tale episode.
Right.
And we barely even have the Brothers Grimm to thank. My favorite thing that I remember for that episode is that the Brothers Grimm, like, didn't even write the stories, let alone dictate them. Like, the women in their family actually, like, put them to paper, and they were just, like, folklore. Like, they were just stories that were around. I was like, what credit these guys walk away with, and they barely
these
did anything.
Little shits.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that apparently the Grimms were so disturbed by the abundance of murderous mothers in folktales that they recast some as stepmoms.
Yeah.
To kind of like, you know, using the stepmom to like lift the moral burden like off the mom.
That's fascinating. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be like, it's just the evil one. Like, it assigns, because I think part of the psychology is like the Madonna whore stuff, you know, like this woman has married into a, like, it's like that somehow this second woman is like is nefarious.
Money grubbing.
Yeah, because she's just trying to like insert herself in a family and therefore she's a whore, you know, like.
Right.
It's all those.
She must have some ulterior motive.
Yes. Yeah. So it's interesting to be like, well, she's sort of a villain anyway, so let's put more of this like bad mother behavior onto a stepmom.
Right. Because we can't make moms be bad.
Yeah.
You know, evil moms in general. Like, that's too shocking. It's too disturbing. Imagine children reading those stories. But then I was like, yeah. But then I was wondering, like, when did stepmoms get hot? You know? Like, I was like, they were evil for so long.
It was the classic film Stepmom starring Julia
That's
Roberts.
That's what I wrote in 1998.
When you, like, decided.
I literally blaming it on Julia Roberts in 1998. But also in the year 1998, the movie Parent Trap came out with Elaine Hendricks, who was, like the sexy fiance to Dennis Quaid.
Well, the remake of the Parent Trap.
Oh, yeah, the remake. Yeah. The one with Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
That movie came out, and that also had, like, a hot potential stepmom. So I was like, maybe 98 was the year that stepmoms got hot. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
I mean, I think that, for, like, as far as, like, our experience of culture, that was, like, a critical moment. But I think that, like, stepmoms as sexual creatures goes back, like, predates that by a great stretch. Like, witches and stepmoms, you know, there's overlap there. And this sort of, like, evil witch that disguises herself as a sexual woman is, like...
Uh-huh.
A tale as old as time.
I know.
If you will.
You want to hear something that's really going to blow your mind?
I do.
Okay, so for some reference to what you're just talking about, there were some Greek tragedies by Euripides in 438 BCE. Alcestis was about the dying biological mother requests that her husband not remarry for fear of her children being mistreated by a stepmother. So we've had evil stepmothers since before the Brothers Grimm.
Of course.
But then we have a play called Hippolytus in 428 BCE, where the stepmother commits suicide to prevent herself from following through on her lust for her stepson and leaves a note falsely claiming that the stepson had raped her. So we got, like, sexual relations between stepmom and children in ancient Greece.
It's the leaving of a note that he raped her that's really the extra mile.
I know. Like, we didn't really need that.
We didn't need that. Like, if you're dying anyway to prevent fucking him and you didn't fuck him and then you're dead, you're just going to drag his name through the dirt when...
I know.
He didn't do anything, as far as I know, but have some sexual tension with you? Like, what?
Yeah.
I haven't read Hippolytus in a...
Me neither.
Maybe ever. So
I guess I got to take back my other remark that we have the Brothers Grimm to thank. But they did kind of perpetuate all of the fairy tales, which, like, you know... When we think about, like, famous stepmoms, we think about
Cinderella. About, like, Western culture and the folklore that's been passed down. Like, they took a, you know, a bullhorn and were like, stepmoms.
Yeah, they did. They got on their fucking
got
box.
On the horn.
They got on the horn and they got on their soapbox. And they said, hey.
To take down stepmoms.
I know. It's like, come on. You want to hear some stats?
Always.
Okay, so stepmom actually moved down three places from 2018. In 2019, it was the seventh most popular search term. According to some stats from Pornhub in 2016, stepmom outranked both MILF and mom in search volume. So stepmom was, people were searching for that more than MILF.
Interesting.
Videos featuring a stepmom and son are more popular than stepmom and daughter.
Okay.
Although mom and daughter's boyfriend are also popular. The 18 to 24 age range is proportionately 23% more likely to search for stepmom than any other age range. They're 14 less likely to search for MILF. However, the popularity of MILF does grow with age, which is nice, you know.
Yeah, well, it sort of tracks because it's kind of the only place you can go to be like, but not teens. You'd be like, just an adult woman. Like, if there was a meaningful adult woman search term, like, maybe MILF wouldn't get quite so much traffic.
Right, right.
And here we are.
Yeah. Also, just circling back to the ancient Greece thing, Greece is the number one mother-loving nation. They search for MILF proportionally higher than any other country.
Tight.
So it's really woven into the culture there. Deeply resonant.
Somehow that tracks.
Yeah.
Just feels right.
Yeah.
Do you have any other stats, or should we jump into the showdown?
Let's do the showdown.
Let's do the showdown. Let's begin with mother gets anal fuck and pee to mouth.
Pee to mouth.
Pee to mouth, baby.
It's almost like mouth to mouth.
Uh-huh, but pee to mouth.
But maybe pee to mouth is also resuscitative. I don't know. I've never tried.
I've seen splash water in someone's face to revive them.
Maybe a splash of pee also does the trick.
Yeah, it'd be warm, so it'd maybe be less shocking.
It's a little bit more comforting.
Could just be soothing and the whole plan backfires.
Yeah.
If you really think
they're
about
still
it.
Sleeping. They're still sleeping.
We've got stepsister asked for a massage and started sex. She started it.
The history of sex began with her.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. We have a lot to thank for her, from her, you know?
We do. This one is a classic throwback to another episode that we did on a topic that you will know after I say it. Stepmom was stuck in the sink. Just a classic.
Stepmom.
She got stuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good video, that stuck vid. It was,
I know.
Stepmom.
Weirdly, I was thinking about that video. Yeah, I guess it was because she was a stepmom, but I was thinking about that video as like one of the times we were like, what a pleasant surprise.
You know, like this was a hot vid.
The star directed it and therefore like navigated the camp of the like ridiculousness of the concept. And I felt safe. And it seems like she must have been safe too because she was directing the damn thing.
Yeah. And she put it out on her verified channel. So,
exactly. You know, yeah.
We felt good about watching
it. Dice, what a sweetheart. You can just tell.
I know.
You can just tell. That other guy, I don't know. But, okay. astonishing sex scene, pussy licking, private, fantastic, exclusive version.
Astonishing sex scene. Wow, a word I never expected to see on an aggregate.
Yes, so many words. I feel like this titler, as we'll call it, just like went to
title
like
title artist
went and read like reviews of movies, you know, when they're like astonishing Rolling Stone, the film event of the year. I feel like they just took
I'd give
those
it more
words,
stars if I could,
and they were like astonishing sex scene, pussy licking, private, fantastic, exclusive version.
Roger Ebert gives it 4 thumbs up,
and a dick licking pussy private exclusive, like the
also
the
2 boners.
Yeah, it just the sentence doesn't even make sense. But it makes about as much sense as like any of those taglines. Like,
right.
Also, I don't know what it has to do with stepmom.
Yeah, I was just going to say, wait. Whatever.
No details there.
Still tickled me.
They called me in with so many things, but not with stepmother, at least as far as I know. But it's probably tagged as such. very old granny Oma Gilf with big saggy tits. So, again, the stepmom.
Very old granny.
Very old granny. Oma Gilf. Okay, also, it's important to note.
Oma?
Yes.
Like O-M-A?
O-M-A.
Yeah, where does that come from?
So thank you for asking, because you're right inside of my high-ass brain while I was searching for these showdown terms. So I accidentally got high yesterday. like, not accidentally, like, I ingested marijuana.
Yeah, it was on purpose.
It was an edible, but I just thought it was going to, like, even out my hangover, and it was I got fucking high. I was like high at like 6
the
in the afternoon.
The Slack convo was incred.
It's gonna go on our Patreon once we have one of those. And I truly was like, why don't I always prep for this show high? Yeah. Rachel, it made the porn so much better. I think that one of like milkshakes is my favorite porn now. And I can't even
tell if
that's accurate, but like
yeah.
I had an amazing time watching an hour of porn yesterday, and I don't say that lightly. I watch a lot of porn. So anyway, that's all to say, I found this very old granny Oma Gilf with big saggy tits, and I tried to figure out what Oma meant. I was like, is it
Where
O-M-A?
Does it come from?
Like, it stands from something, or is it, like, the nickname, like, Oma? Because some people, I think,
call their
grandmother Oma.
Yeah.
I think that's
think,
what
like,
it
what?
Is. But,
right.
But high-ass me went down a rabbit hole and tried to search like Oma meaning porn, and I came up with like a weird site that said the meaning of Oma is Oru Mexican Aparatha, and other meanings are located at the bottom, which take place within porn terminology. And Oma has one different meaning. All meanings which belong to Oma abbreviation are take part only within porn terminology, and other meanings are not found. I found this like weird site that I think automatically mashes information together, and they just pulled.
My brain was mashed when
you they just
said
like
that
pulled
sentence.
A term. Like, imagine me high, being like,
"I know."
Within porn terminology and other meanings are not found.
And also, you frustrated not getting information from that sentence.
Yes.
I could only imagine you being like, "This makes no sense."
I made a point to look up Oru Mexican Aparatha. I'm pronouncing that wildly wrong.
Yeah.
It's a 2017 Indian. Malayalam language political drama film directed by, it's a film.
Oh, okay.
From 2017 that they just like pulled into an abbreviation. Like, I think this site just like pulled random information from the internet and threw it together. And I was like, how dare you? I'm high and I'm lost and you can't.
How dare you?
So that's all to say that I don't think I really know what Oma means or where it comes from, but I tried.
It's
Rachel.
Germany. It's Germany. I just Googled it.
Great. I thought you were doing something there. And I was like, if she is texting right now.
I'm texting your ass. I'm saying stop eating edibles.
Like, you're high right now.
Yeah.
You're trying to record a show and be professional. Yeah. Some decorum.
Oma is German. It's like the German informal name for grandmother.
Well, there you go.
So we learned something.
Yeah.
And so maybe, listeners, you did too.
This is a German porn.
Fingers crossed.
They do make some great porn over there.
They do.
They do. That's kind of what I got for the showdown.
Okay. I loved it.
Should we take a little break?
Everything. Yeah, let's take a quick break.
Great.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back.
We're back.
To talk about a feature-length film with multiple scenes within it,
mm-hmm.
called MILF Shakes from 2013, directed by Madison Young and available on pinklabel.tv.
Mm-hmm.
We chose one scene from this.
We did.
Because one scene was 40 minutes, and we're trying to...
It seems like the appropriate amount of time.
We're trying to have balance in our lives about how much porn we do actually consume. And 40 minutes is the tail, is the tops, is the max per porn
right.
that we usually...
When you're
unless
looking
we're talking
at it
about
with
like
a critical eye.
Yes.
It's different. If you're doing it, you know, with the hopes of having an orgasm,
mm-hmm.
You know, 40 minutes, like, take all the time in the world. But, like, you know, when we're just sitting here and we're trying to not get turned on and we've got our glasses on and, you know, it's we're typing away.
And when I'm high, everything is three times longer. So if you didn't catch it before the break, I basically live tweeted this film to Rachel because I was trying to figure out what selection to grab. And instead, all I did was give her a play-by-play of all of the wild shit that was happening.
Yes, it was
this
great.
This might be my favorite porn.
Yeah. So to be fair, this is not technically a stepmom porn.
Yes. Important to note.
Yes. But it is like a MILF. It's a MILF-y porn with some great a great performance by Eve Minax, is all I'm going to say.
Yes. It's Dixon Mason and Eve Minax.
Yeah. And Minax. I'm actually not sure how to pronounce that, but I think it's Minax. Not sure. But
we're taking a swing.
Yeah. You know.
We're going all in on Minax. Apologies.
But, you know, in trying to find something from an ethical platform that we wanted to feel inclusive, especially, like, in the realm of, like, queer porn, we thought this was a great thing to highlight.
Yeah, and it has a lot of the elements that I think are the taboo appeal of a stepmom porn.
Right.
Like, it doesn't have the tropey narrative of a, like, oh no, my stepmom. Oh no, my Dixon. Or like, right. It has the like, mommy's gonna teach you and like older, younger dynamic. And
also like a good, like authoritative woman.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like there is kind of that feeling of like, you know, this isn't like a, not loving mother, but it's like, you know, you're in trouble and, you know, how are you gonna rectify the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like, and well, literally, like, words as big as rectify are all over this porn. Yeah. So we open in a cafe that, like, truly feels straight out of Boulder, Colorado, or, like, Amherst, Massachusetts. Like, we are in Cafe Grumpy in, like, a very liberal pocket of the world.
This is definitely San Fran, for sure.
They definitely have, like, vegan brownies that,
yes,
that taste like dirt and matcha lattes with, like, hemp milk. And I say that with the utmost love. Like, I hail from these places.
Yes. I am absolutely giving them all my money. And I'm, like, advertising my, like, self-funded one-woman show here.
Yeah, this is where I am writing my thesis defense. Like, what happens in this cafe. There are... There are, like, postcards around, you know, like, yes, there's a table full of, like, postcards for various events that are going on about
shows,
town.
Shows, meetings, you know, art shows. Maybe on Friday nights they have, like, art. They have art on the walls from, like, local artists, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That you can buy.
Maybe there's an open mic night every once in a while.
Yes. Yes. Preach.
You know.
100% there else. So one of those postcards is actually what kicks off our plot.
Yeah. This is important.
We have like a discussion. So mommy, as I'm going to refer to her, because she sort of takes on that trope later on in the video, but it's sort of fun to just track it that way.
Right.
There's a very like similar to some daddy play that we've talked about. There's some really elaborate mommy play here, even though this is not a mother-daughter relationship.
But it is age play.
Yes, definitely age play. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mommy's like, isn't this event on a Tuesday afternoon? And then like an elaborate series of details figures out that this student has been missing class.
Yeah, from Professor Schmettels,
which is absolutely
a made-up name. Like that's...
Oh, of course it is. It's made up to the extent that they were like, how do we make the name sound more fake? Yeah. Like, professional. I was like, the first time she said it, I literally was like, did she just say Professor Schmettels?
I know.
And I listened closely, and it is Schmettels that it happens. Like, I was like, Schmuddelschmein? Like, what did she just say?
Schmer.
So we find out the student is skipping class.
Their ethics class.
Their ethics class with Professor Schmettels. And this woman is a close friend of Jim's.
Yes,
Jim. Yes, Professor Schmettels and I, we are on a first name basis.
I know. I was sucking kid. I was dying. I was like, this woman is giving me all I've ever wanted.
Everything.
From a performance. Yeah.
And then essentially like works out a situation of like, well, I could potentially, like, we are such good friends, in fact, that I might be able to take a look at that roster and do something about your attendance issue.
Right.
And get you a better
an
grade.
Plus. Yes.
Yes.
And then Dixon Mason with her backpack on and her septum ring, really giving me some rebellious teen vibes.
Uh-huh.
Or just like okay, yeah.
Or like, you know, second year arts and sciences major. You know what I mean?
Yes, for sure. Gender studies, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. I loved it. I mean, I thought it was... this woman, Eve Minax, is absolutely like the Annette Bening of porn. Like,
yes.
She has like kind of like a haughty, voice she's doing. I mean,
yeah,
it's like
she's doing. At one point, I identify that I was like, this is. This is Maura on Schitt's Creek. Like, this is Catherine O'Hara doing porn.
Yeah.
Because she's got this, like, heightened affectation.
Yeah, it's that fabulous.
That she carries throughout, like, and such choice lines. So we still have to say they fuck. So, like, they somehow shut down the cafe.
Yeah.
Like, suddenly everyone's gone.
Well, it's important to note that every scene from this film takes place in the cafe, which I'm assuming is called Milkshakes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody got a hold of a location and built a porn around it. And why not? So yeah, so they fool around for a very long time. This is a lot of what I was messaging Rachel about when I was high, is it's so much just like nipple play by the register.
So much, yeah.
I was like, we should have done this for our nipple play episode. We should have done this for our vibrator episode. Like, everything in this is extremely sustained.
Yeah.
And is just more is age play in this dynamic between these two. And I was going to say some choice lines. Like, let's take your backpack off. You're going to stay a little while, okay? You're going to put your mouth around right here, and you're going to put your cute little teeth right back here. Ooh, you suckle just like a little baby girl. Baby like the milky.
Mommy likes the sucky.
Yes.
Yes. I was like, this is advanced, like, age play happening here.
Yes. She also says at one point, like, further on, like, later on, when she's sort of playing with Dixon's ass.
Yeah.
Mommy says, straight out of the factory, I think. And I was like, that's a new one. Like, that's like, I think this is largely improv and just the most advanced kind of dirty talk I'm like, you could hope for.
Eve absolutely has theater training. I mean, her improv and the dialect she's doing, I'm like, where did she train? I gotta know.
Yeah. What the moment that I was like, oh, it's Catherine O'Hara that she's reminding me of, is when Dixon is naked, or she's, like, taking off more of her clothes, and she, like, traces along her skin and says, alabaster skin. I was like, where am I? Because I thought I was watching porn.
I know. It's incredible.
The thing that, like, and this is always where my high brain goes, I had the same observation when I was watching True Blood high for the first time. Like, I didn't super dig that show, and then I watched it high, and I was
like, I get it.
Because it's camp. Like, I got it. Yes. Like, I had the same reaction to this porn. I was like, it's camp. Where, like, when I'm
it's
high,
aware.
The layers and the irony, like, reveal themselves to me, and I don't feel the need to, like, distance myself from it. Like, this is one of the campiest porns I've ever seen, and I think it's perfect.
It's amazing.
And the other thing is, like, on top of, like, feeling just, like, baffled by how, like, heightened and silly and fun and even self-aware this film is, like, it's hot. Like, I was still super turned on even while we were, like, saying lines that if they had happened in the mainstream space with somebody, like, really trying their damnedest, like, I would have been really put off by, you know? Like, alabaster skin is hard to pull off.
Yeah.
But I was with it, and I was, like, aroused at the same time. And I was like, this is why I always have to watch porn high. Like, what have I even been doing with my life?
I know. It was interesting to see Eve clip her nails.
Yeah.
I've never seen that included before, you know, but it was interesting to see her be like, well, let's see your nails to make sure that they're short and they're smooth, you know?
Yeah.
And then she was like, this one's a little long, so I'm going to clip it. Like, that's like, I mean, takes a lot of trust there, you know, like that's BDSM, you know, like,
are you saying if someone wanted to clip your nails, like that would be a kind of torture play?
Yes, absolutely. Like, I would be like, wow, I really trust my dom here because this is huge.
That's a really funny detail to point out too. I mean, I love it because it plays into the mommy thing of like, I'm here
let
for hygiene and a high moral standard that she talks that there's sort of this like continuing role play around behavior and like behaving well. But also like clipping nails before like you fuck with my clit. You know what I mean? Like it's an interesting thing too to be like, let's talk about clipping our nails so that you don't scratch my vulva, you know?
Right. It's important.
It's an interesting thing to include. And this video also had another, like a bunch of other great elements, like condoms on the ones and use of gloves and use of lube, like all kinds of stuff that I was like, these people are pros.
Hitachi gets pulled out.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah.
The plug-in kind, bitch.
I know. We're getting horsepower in that guy. It was, and like a pretty lengthy steel dildo and glass dildo, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, Eve squirts, which was impressive.
It was a startling surprise.
Yeah.
She was using the steel dildo and then also instructing Dixon on how to play with her clit externally.
Right.
Super fucking hot. Like,
yeah. I was impressed with, like, the amount.
Yeah. I just really believed her pleasure. Like, I just was like, yeah, this is exactly how, like, a woman who knows how she likes it would ask someone to engage with her.
Right.
And be instructive, but also, like, enjoy it. And weirdly, the, like, character of her as mommy didn't entirely go away. It wasn't like she turned off the act and then came. It sort of incorporated, but it didn't feel performative. Like,
not at all.
She just kind of leaned into the moans and the, like, pleasure of it and went with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they switch.
And then I was like, it was interesting for me to watch Dixon's orgasm because it was kind of silent at some points, and I was like, oh, I really relate to this. Like, this is something that I know that I do.
Yeah.
Where, like, when I'm coming really hard, like, I'll make zero noise. I don't even know if I'm breathing sometimes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Like, I'll breathe, but then, like, really when I come, sometimes it's like,
yeah.
Like, it's almost like fucking holding back.
Yes.
Of an experience as opposed to, and what a fucking orgasm, too. That shit was endless. Like, I was like, I want to timestamp this, but I'm too high to keep track of that kind of information. But it could have been a 5-minute orgasm, like, not even including the full spectrum of, like, how long they played with the wand together, but, like, yeah, just the, like, there was also, like, an incredible moment of her just, like, grimacing with, like, her mouth open, you know?
And
like, just, like, staring at Eve. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, like, she is just, like, living in this orgasm. And it, like, it seemed to really have, like, peaks and valleys. Yeah, it was very real and very intense, I had to imagine.
Yeah. I like that she was like, take this home and practice, and then you're going to come back and use
show
it on me
new tricks. A-plus, baby. A-plus.
And it ends with a nice cuddle, which is how I want all of my porn to end.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it was lovely. Like, Dixon just, like, curls up and, like, gets in her sort of, Eve's sort of shoulder and neck nook, and it's very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a fucking porn.
Loved it.
What a porn.
Should we
move on?
Switch gears here?
Yeah. Let's switch gears.
All right. This is from Moms Teach Sex. It's with Brittany Amber and Nathan Bronson.
And one other guy who I couldn't find, but...
Me too. Where's My Fucking Beer is what it's titled on Pornhub as, which is probably not the real title.
Or it's just like a second title that they fucking threw in there to grab views.
Yeah.
I pulled a really darling photo of Nathan Bronson to show you. Because briefly, when it started, I was like, is this performer gay? Like, is this a gay performer doing a straight scene? And according to his profile, he's only interested in women. So my gaydar was off on that one.
It's confusing because of his hairstyle.
Yes. It's a really floppy, choppy situation.
It's a long...
Yeah. It's also not that confusing because of his hairstyle. I mean, just, like... It's a bad haircut, and a gay man would never.
I mean, never.
It's a, like, 90s punk. Like, it just feels...
It's a lot... It's quite lengthy, and then, like, you know...
Thin.
Like,
like, I feel like this guy needs to make friends that would, like, give him some better ideas about what to do with his face shape and with the, like, the thinner straight hair.
Yeah. Like, it's doesn't need, like, to be that long on top. Yeah.
Like, this guy looks like the bullies from my elementary school is what we're getting at.
Yeah, he's got a switchblade.
That he can't bring to school, but he'll tell you all about.
And he's like, I have it. It's my dad's, but you can't see it because I don't have it on me right now.
Yeah. So
he will take your lunch money.
Yes. So this he is. So Nathan Bronson plays the stepson.
Right. Right. And we open on stepmom and dad
having sex
in coitus
in the throes of a lack of passion.
Dad is really upset.
Like move or something.
Stepmom. Yeah, move your ass. Work for your money.
Do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just
earn your fucking money, slut.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
So he's just fucking her and she's on her back, and I guess stepson is watching this.
With his underwear on, which I was like, interesting choice.
Yeah.
And he's humping away. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then stepmom makes eye contact with son.
Uh-huh.
And she's at first she's like embarrassed and she's like wants to cover up. And then she just like looks at him and mouths like, I'm sorry, which I thought was a really strong choice.
Yeah. A weird one.
Like apologizing to your stepson for having sex with your husband.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. For leaving the door open. Like, what are you apologizing for?
What are you apologizing for? It seemed to be multi-layered there.
Yeah.
And then he slaps her ass. Dad slaps her ass. Is like, go get me a beer. And then stepmom is like, you know, in her robe, and she's like, I'm really sorry. And in an interesting twist, stepson is like, why don't you leave him? Like, you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, you don't deserve to be treated this way.
She's like, where
I
kind of
want to kiss
go?
You.
Yeah. It's just, so it's this porn makes like a really strong choice in being like, no, it's stepmom savior porn. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
The stepson is here to rescue stepmom, which
right.
is.
She's the victim. It's so,
you know,
interesting.
A twist. So then suffice it to say, stepmom and stepson fuck.
Yes, they do. There seems to be a scene cut, and then they're fucking. Mm-hmm. On the couch a little bit later with dad asleep next to them.
Yes, that is the weirdest cut because we do like we have some like titty fooling around and some kissing and some foreplay.
Right.
And then they're on the couch and they're fucking for a while. It was 7 minutes in, and this is
before
this is super mainstream porn, so keep in mind 7 minutes in means at least 6 minutes of fucking, if not more.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we just do a weird wide shot where suddenly dad is in the foreground and dad has been sleeping next to them the whole time.
With his leather cuff still on his wrist, holding his beer.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, dad.
Sure. And like, we're in a whole ass house. So the fact that they didn't like go to a bedroom is just a funny, ridiculous choice.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, why didn't they go to the bedroom? And then I was like, oh, it's a one bedroom. That's why. It's clearly a one bedroom. It's a one bedroom apartment. We've only seen the kitchen, living room, and the bedroom. That's it. There's no other option. Like, stepson sleeps on the couch. And he's, like, fucking his stepmom is okay, but, like, fucking his stepmom in his dad's bed, crossing a line. Can't do it.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of work to, like, really... really forgive this film
yeah,
right now.
I'm here to make the leaps.
And I appreciate it. One of us has to. I was like, fuck that. Like, go upstairs, go outside, go anywhere. Leave the house and just
go
to a fucking hotel. We're adults here.
What about
here.
The pube yanking? Did you see that? Did you catch that?
I'm going to be honest, Rachel, I didn't.
Okay. He reaches around and like kind of grabs a fist of her pubes.
Oh, when he was like holding, because at one point he was like holding her like vulva sort of propped up.
Yes.
That's a weird way of putting it, but she was like, he was like stretching it up.
Yeah, he was
And I was
it
like,
up.
I don't even think you have her clit worked out in that situation.
No,
but he was like holding it.
He was like holding it by the pubes.
Yeah.
Which I was like, okay, don't think I've ever seen this move before. And
Cosmo
I would
advised
be really...
people to do that back in the day, and it
I would
was
be
a disastrous
very upset.
Thing.
Yeah. I would be super upset if someone did that to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe people like it. I mean, I'm sure it would, you know, rush blood to the area. I do have to say, like, there was a lot of clit stimulation.
Yeah, it's true. There was more than I would have expected.
Yeah.
I have to go back to this pube stimulating thing, though, because that was fully in, like, a Cosmo article that...
I know.
Like, a bunch of them, I'm sure, but, like, one where it was, like, the editors of Maxim give secrets about men to the women in Cosmo who have no way of finding out otherwise. And it was, like, lists of things you could do. And it was always, like, 90% bullshit. Like, most of it, like... was so stupid or random that you were like, this poor women reading Cosmo thinking they're being like edgy right now, because it was like, use a ice cube on his dick, but like, don't tell him first. And it's like, fucking, that sounds terrible. Like, I want to know if a cold ass thing is going to be on my dick. And one of them was like, tug on the pubic area, like tug on his pubic area, a pubic hair like around his crotch, and it'll like stimulate the, like, sort of what you're saying, like could stimulate right. blood flow. It'd be interesting. Right. But like,
just yanking on pubes?
There was a like potentially true urban legend that a girl in our high school was like ripping pubes out in clumps like from the sky because she got really carried away. Like sort of took the idea and said yes and.
Yeah, ran with it.
And ran with it, and it did not go well in that situation. So I guess I'll just say, like, listen, if you're trying to experiment with your foreplay, like, easy does it, you know?
Yeah, maybe don't just, like, go ripping out pubes.
Yeah.
I would love to know what the writer's room of, like, the like, you know what I mean? Of, like, Maxim or wherever it was, who was, like, a guy, like, a bunch of men just sitting around being like, I don't know, like, tug on their pubes? Like, who threw that one out?
I think one guy wrote it and was I like this. Everybody does. You know, like, kind of framed it. Or just also was like, I don't fucking know. I'm burned out. Like, copywriting. Like, yeah. I want to be done with work. We'll say pubes.
I've been up all night trying to meet this deadline. I don't know. Pull on pubes. Oh, man.
So then they, they fuck on the couch.
Right.
It's a lot of
back
her,
to the porn.
Back to the porn. It's a lot of, like, her on top and him fucking her from below, like, that kind of stuff. Which, like, some of it was, wasn't bad. Like, some of it was kind of athletically impressive.
Right. We get some doggy style. We had a good close-up shot to really highlight the little, the mini crimped hair situation she has
going
on.
Oh, my God, yeah. When they're in doggy style and her face is closest to camera, I was like, I thought she had her hair crimped, but I couldn't quite tell. Thank you for this shot.
Interesting choice. Yeah, I didn't know we still did that.
Well, I think it's all to say that this is a very dated film. Like, between his, like, Christian punk band haircut and crimped hair, it's taken me back, you know.
Maybe he should have had his hair crimped. Might have done something for us.
I think it just would have sent us like further off the deep end, and I would have been like, yeah, this porn is crazy and aware of itself.
But
I don't think it's like actually that aware of itself. I think it's just kind
of stylized.
It's kind of dated and silly.
And then dad she doesn't come, but he comes. Son comes.
Yes.
And then dad wakes up.
Well, they're like awkwardly killing time. Like, clearly they were like, just pretend like you're still doing the thing. Okay, action. Yeah. And then dad just took like an extra few minutes to wake up. So there's a lot of weird, like, just sitting, like they're just standing still in the basic position of doggy style, but just like he's sort of kissing her arm.
Right. And then the first thing he says is, you're fucking busted.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck? You're fucking busted. And I was like,
you're fucking busted? That's the first thing you're going to say when your wife is fucking your son?
Yeah.
You're fucking busted. Pretty low stakes.
Yeah.
For, like, you know, the severity of the situation. But, you know, to each his own.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be the first thing out of my mouth if I discovered my partner's infidelity. But listen, talk to me later because I haven't ever caught anyone in the act. So I think I got to...
Not speaking from personal experience, so I don't know.
Maybe someday I can call you and I can say, weirdly, the words that came out of my mouth were, you're busted.
You're fucking busted.
A crazy thing comes over you, Rachel.
Yeah, you.
When you're cocked, you don't know what's going to come out of your mouth.
Cucked without consent.
Was there anything hotter that you liked about this that we haven't already mentioned? Or anything else in particular that like you hated?
I hated the Tweety Bird yellow color of her fingernails.
Oh, my God. That was on my like list. I was like, listen, her dress matches her nails. She has put forth an effort. No, that's not my favorite color, but I was like, she has a coordinated outfit. And
yeah, she tried. She put
Although now that
it.
I think about it, that's confusing because when did she get that yellow dress on?
Well, that's why I think it's like a cut. Like, it's like obviously a pirated video.
Yeah. Like, somebody mashed it together, but because she was wearing black lingerie before, I just realized.
Right.
And then suddenly she's got a yellow dress around her waist.
She also had cum in her from dad, so.
Right. Oh, you mean from earlier in the
from earlier
the video?
Yeah. He comes in her in the beginning. So
yeah. Well, stepson comes on her ass, so he's not packing more.
Again, crossing a line. Just too much. Just too much. Oh boy. What do we think?
Moms teach sex. This where's my fucking beer? I don't think I will revisit.
Yes.
But milfshakes,
I can't wait to watch
canon.
The whole thing.
Yeah. It is canon. Yeah.
I can't wait to watch every single scene.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, it's on pinklabel.tv. Check it out, because it's incredible.
Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
And finally, we're looking for an intern. Are you a gender studies sexuality major, or just plain college student, or a regular person who is interested, if not more interested, in porn as we are?
After recording this episode about the student and the mommy dynamic, I feel particularly problematic, being like, hey, are you a college student who eats vegan treats and likes to go to open mic nights? Do you want to research porn with us?
I know. We
gotta definitely all that's going to happen.
We gotta edit this thing.
No, we're keeping it all in. Listen, if you're interested in working with us, you work remotely, and you can find a contact form on our website to email us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, any relevant experience, and why you'd be interested.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.